The Special Assembly of the Synod of Bishops for the Middle East is into its second week, with the Synod Fathers continuing their small group discussions. Chris Altieri spoke with the Rome correspondent for the UK's Catholic Herald newspaper, Edward Pinton, about how the Vatican is handling the media at the Synod.
It's been very good. There's been briefings every day. Every Synod Father gave a short discussion last week. And each intervention was put out in summary form, which is always happens during a synod. And that's very helpful for reporters to get out what's being discussed. So there's been no real problems there.
Looking back on the first week, how did the Catholic press handle the story? Did it get reported widely and well?
Yes, it has been quite well reported, especially indeed English-speaking press, just general daily coverage of what's been going on. And then probably there'll be a lot more when the conclusions are reached at the end of this week.
And how about the secular press and the more mainstream media? Has the story of the Synod gotten any traction in the secular press?
It hasn't had that much sort of traction in the mainstream media. To some extent, that is expected because the secular press sees this as I think as an internal church thing. It's, as far as the mainstream press is concerned, there's been too few news pegs, if you'd like. There was the beginning of the synod when the Pope opened the synod and talked about false gods. That drew a lot of attention. Probably at the end of the synod, when the conclusions are reached, then it'll make news again.